Sechdes Mekfoyes, Perik Vav Mishneches. The following two Mishnayos are going to be discussing the halachas that we discussed once before about Irv Mekfoyes. When do we consider two bodies of water next to each other considered as they are connected? And at the end of this Mishnah, we will also discuss the halachas of Zariah and how we go about being Machshir Mikveh through the process called Zariah. So, Dr. Hilge Mishnah, Mitaharness HaMikvois, one can be Mitahar, one Mikveh HaElyoin, Min HaTachtoin, one which is higher up from a lower one, V'Harochik Min HaKarv, or a distant one from one which is close by. Kate said, what is this referring to? What's the case? If one has two bodies of water, let's say on the top of a hill he has a body of water of Memso, on the lower part of the hill he has Mayim Shuvim, so maybe Saloin, he could bring a pipe, shel cheres or shel ever, made out of earthenware or out of lead or any other material, as long as there's no base kibble. Umeniach yodav yodai or yodav tachtav. He puts his hand underneath the pipe and he allows it to draw water from the upper mikveh till it completely fills up the entire area of the pipe. Achu mismali mayim, the Mishnah says, until the entire pipe is full of water. Umoishchoi, and then he directs it, umashikoi, and he connects it, afilo kisaora dayo, even if it's only like a little hair's breadth connected to the lower mikveh, which was mayim shuvim, the lower mikveh becomes kasher, because it is mushak, it is kissing, it is touching, it has a point of connection to the higher mikveh, which is memsa. And the mefarshim is that we've learned throughout the masechta that the point of connection between two mikvahs has to be kisheferes hanoid. We will just say over the teretz of the Rosh to this question, and that is that we're talking over here that Hashaka has already been performed. And now, just to retain the Hashaka, it's enough if he maintains a little point of connection. But of course, initially, the point of connection has to be Kesheferes Hanoid. And this, of course, is not like the Shita of Rabbeinu mentioned Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, that of Yeruchim, that you need Hashaka to meet this, and Hashaka always has to be the same, or that once you were Meshik, once you connected the Mikvi, it no longer needs connection. The Mishnah continues. So let's say one has a Mikvah on top of a mountain that contains within it 40 song, and he has a lower Mikvah that's totally empty. He has a pit in the ground that's empty. And he wants to fill it up, and he wants to somehow arrange that the lower pit should be a kosher mikveh. And it's not raining, so how do you get that mikveh to be kosher? So memalei bekesef, he can fill up on and carry on his shoulder buckets of water. V'noisin le'elyoin, and he pours it into the upper mikveh. Ad she'erdu le'tachton avoyimso, until it overflows and fills up the lower mikveh 40 sa. It's important to mention that the Sheet and the Rishonim, that this process is called Nosen V'Notel, that it's adding and replacing. In other words, by putting in Shuvim water into the higher mikveh, he is displacing rainwater, and so on and so forth. He continues doing this. The top mikveh still retains its kashrus, as well as the bottom mikveh will now be a kosher mikveh as well. And there is a discussion in the poskim if Nosam and Nuttel will work if you don't have Roiv Megishamim. Many mikvahs today are medaktik to make sure that even if they add city water to the existing mikveh, they always want to maintain that Roiv of the mikveh, the majority of the water, which is 21 soim, will still be rainwater. Mesechtes Mikvois, Perik Vav Mishnah Tes. So here we have a mikveh that's adjacent to another mikveh. And let's say in each one there's only 20 soim, and we want to connect the two mikvahs. So whereas we've learned previously, you need a point of connection of kisheferes hanoid. In this mishnah, we'll see a chiddush that sometimes you do not need the point of connection of kisheferes hanoid. Kaisel a wall shebein shtei mikvahs, that's between two mikvahs. Shenizdak, that developed a crack. So lishasi, if it goes from right to left, mitzdarif. The two mikvahs are considered one mikveh. If it's up, it's vertical, it goes from top to bottom, that's where the crack, that's where the hair of the crack is. So then, Eim Mitzarif, then the two mikvahs will not be considered connected, until you have a hole that's the size of Kishaferes Anoit. Rav Yehuda Oim Echilof Advorim. Rav Yehuda disagrees with Tanakam. He says it's the opposite, that if it's top to bottom, then you don't need Shaferes Anoit. If it's right to left, and it spans across the wall from right to left, then you do need Kishaferes Anoit. And the Poskim say that there are Sforis, Lakan, or Lakan. There are reasons to explain both ways. Either if the one way to explain is if the crack goes from right to left, so then the entire mikveh is exposed to the other mikveh, so therefore it's inherently connected, so it doesn't need a stronger point of connection. Whereas if it's only from top to bottom, so then it does need a stronger point of connection. Or we say the opposite, that if it's from right to left, not all points of the mikveh from the height or the lower part of the mikveh are connected with each other, versus if you have it from top to bottom, so then every point of the mikveh is connected to the other mikveh, and therefore it's considered me'uriv. It's considered as if it's one mikveh. Or if there are other svaros mentioned in Rishayim, that if it's from top to bottom, it doesn't jeopardize the whole wall, doesn't show the wall's going to cave in, versus if it weakens the wall by going from right to left, so then the whole wall is a weaker wall, so it doesn't act as a mechitza, as a barrier between the two mikvahs. Various explanations, being that there are, and there's a machloikis, what chesi ve'erif means, if it means right to left versus up and down, or the opposite. So therefore, the poskim say, we will always necessitate a shear of sheferes anoid when combining two mikvahs. Continues the Mishnah, nifritzu ze besorich ze, if a crack develops, and now they are exposed to one another, meaning to say the top of the wall falls away. So then, aroim, if it's at the top of the wall, keklipas hashim, all you need is just like the outer layer of a garlic, a very small amount of surface area that connects the two mikvahs, will consider that the two mikvahs are connected. V'aroichiv, if it goes in the width, kishaferes hanoit. So the height only has to be keklipas hashim. You can have just a hairline across the whole thing, but it has to be, at least the crack has to be wide, or the opening has to be wide, kishaferes hanoid, like the opening of a barrel. And being over here that the water is connecting on the top of the wall to both mikvahs, so you need less of a point of connection than we have learned previously, where it's only a crack inside the wall that doesn't span the entire wall.